Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Bishlosha Prakam Bashana, during three times of the year, Tarmin es Halishka, they would be Tarim the Lishka, Bifrosa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, Bifrosa Tzaris, 15 days before Shavuos, Bifrosa Chag, 15 days before Sukkot. So what does this mean? We really touched upon this in the previous chapter, and now we're going to get into more at length, and that is that they would collect the Shkalim from all the people of Klal Yisrael, and they'd put it in a Lishka, in a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. And then three times a year, they would take out three boxes. In each box, it would hold three se'ah of shkalim. So a total of three times three is nine, right? So three boxes holding three se'ah each. And they would use these coins to purchase the karbanos of the tzibur, of the community. And they wouldn't take them all out at once for the need of the entire year, because people were spread out and were far away, and they couldn't all bring it at the same time. So they would spread it out, right? There would be 15 days before Pesach, because normally the halacha is that you're supposed to learn the halachas of the holiday 30 days prior to the Yom Tov. So 30 days prior to Pesach, you learn the halachas of Pesach. 30 days prior to Shavuos, you learn the halachas of Shavuos, etc. So here, when it came to using the money to purchase the karbanos, that was at the 15-day mark. So what the Mishnah is saying here is that three times during the year, 15 days before Pesach, the word befros, fros is Persian, it means chatzi, half in Persian. So 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Atzeres, before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot, they would take out the money to purchase the karbanos for the community. So 30 days before the Yom Tov, they'd start learning the halachos of the Chag, and then 15 days they'd take out the money to purchase the karbanos for the community. And that's what we're saying over here, okay? V'hein garanos, l'maisa behema. And in addition, at this time, it was the time when the maisa, the tith for the animal, was due as well. Granos means garan, a silo. Really, it's used from when you have grains and you want to take a tith off the grain. So at what point is it obligated in Meiser? When you bring it into the silo. When it's brought into the silo, then it's chayv in Meiser, and you bring it into the Goyren. So we're borrowing the term that the Meiser is obligated. It's like Goyren. It's obligated, quote unquote, like being in the silo, like by the wheat. The wheats are brought into the silo, then they're chayv in Meiser. So the animals, the domesticated animals, the behemos, when they reach this time of the year, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot, that's the time of the year that you give a tithe of your domesticated animals that were born to you. And the Gemara explains that these three times for Maisa Behema are alluding to the three different times of the year when animals are born. There are animals that are born, you know, at the beginning of the winter. There are animals that are born between Pesach to Shavuos. And there are animals that are born in the summer. So you spread it out, and this would be the time for taking out the shkalim to purchase the karbanos, as well as the time to say your animals are now are chayiv in Maisa, start giving off your tithes. So this is all going to be the Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. And now we're going to go into a whole machlokas between different shitas of what the dates were. And really the reasons behind these machlokas is something for a different Masechtas in Masechta Bechoros. So we're not going to get into all the nitty-gritty of why each one holds what. We'll just go through what the shitos are. And then God willing, when we get out to Bechoros, we'll go into the detail of why each one holds what he holds. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, like we said, he holds the three times during the year when they would take out the coins to purchase the karbanos was 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Sukkot. Ben Azai says, Be'esem v'tisha ba'adar, the 29th day of Adar. U'be'echad b'sivan, the first day of Sivan. So the 29th day of Adar would be the one before Pesach. Echad b'sivan, the first day of Sivan, and 29th of Adar is like around 16 days before Pesach, let's just say, okay? U'be'echad b'sivan, the first of Sivan, which is about, you know, 5-6 days before Shavuos. U'be'esem v'tisha ba'av, the 29th of Av, which is, you know, I don't know, 2-3 weeks before Sukkot. Okay? Reb Shimon say, Be'echad B'Nisan, it was the first of Nisan, which is roughly 2 weeks before Pesach. Be'echad B'Sivan, the first of Sivan, which is about 5-6 days before Shavuos. Be'esem Tisha Be'el, the 29th of El, which is around, you know, 2-3 weeks before Sukkot. Okay, so you have the different shitas here. You have Rabbi Akiva, you have Ben Azai, and you have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon together. The Mishnah continues with Neyma, Amru, Be'esem, Tisha, Be'el, and in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, why did they say the 29th of El? Like, where did they get that day from? Why don't you just say the 1st of Tishrei, right? Tishrei comes right after El. So say the 1st of Tishrei. Why do you say the 29th of El? So, because the 1st of Tishrei is Yom Tov, it's Rosh Hashanah. Right, you can't do meiser behemos, right? You can't take off the tith for your animals on Yom Tov. Therefore, they pushed it off to the 29th day of El, a day before Rosh Hashanah, a day before, you know, the Yom Tov. So this machlokas over here is not just regarding the shkalim comes out, but it's also regarding when you give tith for your animals. So Rabbi Akiva is the first shita, Benaz is the second shita, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon together are the third shita. And they have an argument when you take out the shekels to purchase the karbanos for the chag, and at the same time, because they go hand in glove, when the person would be chayav to give ma'aser for his animals. Again, there's a much deeper reasons behind, you know, the machlokas here, but that we're going to save for another time. Moving right along to Mishnah Beis, b'shalosh kupos, in three big baskets, shal shalosh shal se'in, of three sa in each basket, Terman es halishka, they would take off this truma from the lishka, meaning what we just said. They would take the coins, you know, from the chamber, put it in these baskets, three baskets of three sa each, and they would use it to purchase karbanos, like we just mentioned the previous Mishnah. So now you have three times a year. Each time you have three buckets, each one with three sa inside of them. So that's already, we already saw that. The cause of behen, and they would write on these buckets, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. In order to know which bucket got the coins taken out first, and then from it they would purchase first the karbanos of the tzibur of the community, because that was the first mitzvah, they took it out from there. And then afterwards, so they kept the cheshbon. If we took the coins out of the first one, let's use these coins first to purchase the karbanos. Then we take the coins out of the second one, and we use that coins from the second one to then purchase the karbanos. So they had an order, and they kept track, and they didn't mix things up. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yevanis kasav behen. The letters were written in Greek on the boxes. Alpha, Beta, Gamla. So Alpha, Beta, and Gimel in Greek, which is Alpha, Beta, Gamla, because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they used to write in Greek. So he says they did it in Greek. Okay. Now, the person that would go in and take the coins out, so there were certain requirements of how he would do it. Ein HaTorei Michnas, the person that's going into the chamber to bring all these coins out and put in all the buckets, he can't enter Lo B'Pargud Chafut. He can't enter the chamber to take out these coins with a lined garment, a garment that he has, you know, spots to put anything in the pockets or in the lining, in order that people shouldn't be choshed and be, you know, start thinking that this guy's hiding coins inside his clothing and he's, you know, making a getaway. You know, lo b'minal, not with shoes, he has to go barefoot. Lo b'sandal, not with sandals. Lo b'tefillin, not wearing tefillin. Lo b'kamiya, not wearing any amulets. In order that people shouldn't think that he's stealing coins and he's hiding them inside. Because let's just say that, you know, this guy who was, you know, the gabbai of the all the coins, let's just say he got poor. So Yomer, people will say, oh, me'evan lishka hani. You know why he became poor? Because he did an avera. He was stealing from the chamber. Or Shema Yasher, maybe he'll become rich. And then Yomer, people will say, oh, look, me'chumas lishka hashir. You know why he's rich? Because he stole all that money from the lishka, from the chamber. So it could be, you know, a couple of months, he either got broke or became rich, and they'll attribute it to either him stealing the money, or they'll attribute it to him sinning by stealing the money, and that's why he became broke, you know, and they start, you know, accusing him of false claims. A person has to satisfy, you know, just like a person has to satisfy Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to satisfy people also. So you're not supposed to do things that make people start thinking, you know, bad things about you. So therefore, the guy would go in, you know, just clean, no shoes, and a regular, you know, garment that has no lining in it. So no one could be chosh at him and start thinking that the guy's stealing money, and then he'll get false accusations on him. Because just like you're supposed to keep a, you know, good reputation in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to keep a good reputation in front of people. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yisim Nikim, you should be clean. May Hashem, from God, got to be clean. Umei Yisrael, and from Klal Yisrael. So you have an obligation to both God and Klal Yisrael to keep a clean slate and keep a good reputation. V'yomer, and the Pasuk says, Umatzachin, and he found favor, v'seichel tov, and great wisdom, be'enei Elokim, in the eyes of God, v'adam, in the eyes of man. So again, you see this concept that a person is tzarech adam l'shtadel, a person has to try, the nemen mekubal al abrios, a person is supposed to show that he's a faithful person to the people surrounding him. So therefore, they had very strict requirements when this person would go into the chamber to collect the coins, that he wouldn't go in with a lined garment, not with sandals, not with shoes, not with tefillin, not with an amulet, in order that he shouldn't raise any concerns from his peers.